friends, welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. And today, your English is going to improve. My name is Rebecca. When you think of fire, what comes to your mind? Or what about a bear? What do you typically think of? Well, yesterday we started a very interesting lesson called How Man Became Master of Fire. We learned that bear was the most powerful creature. Well, he was smart and he was mighty. However, one day, bear walked into the woods and got distracted by, yes, that's right, berries. He started eating the berries and totally forgot about fire. So, what is going to happen next? We're going to find out, but as we go through today's lesson, try to answer the following questions. First, what did fire need to stay alive? And who gave fire the wood he needed? Okay, friends, open up your magazines and let's go talk about fire and bears and other things. Come on.
How Man Became Master of Fire. I need food, called Fire. Feed me! Fire needed sticks or straw or anything that burned to stay alive. Please come back and feed me, Bear, or I will die! But Bear could not hear Fire. Bear was far away, filling his belly with raspberries. Please feed me, called Fire one more time. Only a few burning cinders remained. Fire was almost dead. Man walked by and heard Fire crying, I need food or I will die.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 首先我们看的是 belly 这个很口语化的名词。Belly 是指腹部或者是胃。例如 Daniel's determined to lose his beer belly, so he exercises every day. Daniel 决心要消除他的啤酒肚，所以天天都运动。或者是 after eating his favorite fried chicken dish, the boy fell asleep with a full belly. 吃过他最爱的炸鸡之后，这个男孩吃得饱饱的睡着了。接下来我们看的是 cinder 这个名词 cinder 是指余烬炭渣或者是煤渣例如 the cinder still burning under the ashes are about to explode 这些还在灰烬下燃烧的余烬即将要爆炸或者是 those cookies were burned to cinders 那些饼干烤焦了或者是 the family still uses cinder blocks to cook 这个家庭还在用煤渣块在煮饭
Mm-hmm. All right, thank you, Michelle. Well, we're continuing this story. Bear has left fire all by fire's self, but now fire is beginning to speak. What does fire say?
Oh, poor fire. Fire says, I need food. Actually, let me give you my better fire voice. I need food, called fire. Feed me. Fire needed sticks or straw or anything that burned.To stay alive.
Well, both those voices sounded the same, Rebecca. That was a good fire voice. Very nice. So fire needs food, but it's not the same kind of food that we need, of course. No, it needs sticks and straw and other things that burn to keep the fire alive. Hey, speaking of which, there's a word for this, Rebecca. Something that will keep the fire going.Something that you need, maybe it's dry material.
Yes,
you're thinking... That can burn easily.
Yeah. Right, you're thinking of leaves.
No, I'm not thinking of leaves.
You're not thinking of leaves, paper. Oh, I know, tinder.
Yes, exactly. Friends, if you didn't know, Tinder is not just a dating app. It's actually a word that means something that can easily burn, okay? I think this is where they got the dating app name from, okay? Because the idea behind a relationship is that you want it to burn, right? Well, actually, there are many different kinds of Tinder, right, Rebecca? What's one kind of Tinder?
That's right, of course. Tinder could include sticks, leaves, or even paper. Of course, the sticks better be dry. I've tried starting a fire with wet sticks before. It didn't work very well.
Yeah. Wow, that's a fun experiment, though. Put some wet stuff into a fire. Well, friends, there are other kinds of tinder, sometimes pine cones, dry leaves, paper, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, of course, fire needs this kind of stuff, or else it will die. But, we read on, but Bear could not hear fire. Bear was far away, filling his belly with raspberries. And there he is. Mighty Bear is filling... Well, Mighty Bear is looking here for raspberries.
Yeah. Yes, he is. And let's continue on. Please feed me, called Fire one more time. Only a few burning cinders remained. And of course, a cinder is just a small piece of partly burned wood. So Fire was almost dead. So we see here, man walked by and heard Fire crying, I need food or I will die. Gabe, are you feeling kind of bad for Fire?
Well, no. But I feel really good for Bear because he's going out and filling his belly with raspberries. But hold on a second. Speaking of the fire dying, you know, there's a word for when you actually put out a fire. You're not just letting it die. You're actually putting the fire out. What is that word, Rebecca?
Put out the fire. I know you're thinking of the word extinguish, to extinguish the fire.
And you are exactly right, Rebecca.
Gabe, where are you going? Well, anyway, friends, this is a really good phrase for you to know, to extinguish the fire. And oftentimes we use this phrase when...
Here we go.
What on earth do you have there? Gabe, that's a fire extinguisher.
This is a fire extinguisher. I probably shouldn't pull the pin right now, but yes, that's the name of this thing, friends. In case you wanted to know, this red thing is called a fire extinguisher. And that's kind of a big word, but it's a good word to know, especially if there is a fire. You might need a...
fire extinguisher. That's right. And you can use one of these, a fire extinguisher, to extinguish the fire or put out a fire. And oftentimes we use this when we're trying to put a fire out that we don't want to continue burning. Right?
Yes, that's true. Well, friends, we do want to continue with our lesson later on. But for now, it is time for the SC Challenge. Yes! Well, here we are with Linda. Linda, are you happy to be here for the SC Challenge?
I am. I'm always happy to be here, Gabe.
Okay, always up for a good challenge. And it's a challenge, of course, because she has no idea what I'm going to ask.
I don't.
Okay, so here's the question. Since our story is about a bear and fire and people too, but... it's basically about fire. So I'm curious, what is your favorite use for a fire? So it could be camping, cooking.
Well, I don't like camping that much. I mean, fire comes in really handy because it can cook your food. But I like fire for grilling. So I guess, you know, I like it for cooking.
Oh, yeah. So you do like it for cooking.
I do, yeah. I love eating grilled stuff, like grilled salmon or grilled chicken or grilled hamburgers.
Yeah. So you grill the food?
Usually it's not me.
No. It's not me either. We're usually there eating the food, right?
Exactly. I'll help prepare it, but I don't do the actual grilling.
Yeah.
But I have like a funny story about how with fire, because I used to be afraid of lighting a match for the longest time. I don't think I actually lit a match until I went to college and I had to because I think it was a gas stove. But before that, I wouldn't touch it because I was just afraid of the stuff.
So in university, you lit a match
Was this so that you could get 100% on a test or something?
No, it was to cook food because okay. It was a gas stove, yeah.
Okay,
and somehow the pilot light went out, so I needed to. So it was out of necessity.
Oh,
yeah. So
but since then you've fallen in love with lighting matches, and you light matches all the time, right?
Well, I'll do it all the time, but I wouldn't say I have a love of it, all although right. It is kind of, I mean, I can understand why.
Yeah. It can be
pyromaniacs,
healing.
Pyromaniacs, you know.
Oh, pyromaniacs. That's a good word. Someone who loves to play with fire.
Yeah, but it's not, we don't recommend it. It's
no.
not good.
It's no. a good word, but we don't recommend you being a pyromaniac.
No, don't be a pyromaniac.
Hey, you know, in our story, fire can talk.
Yes.
If you could say something to fire, or if fire were to say something to you, what do you imagine the conversation would be like?
Well, I would try to keep it calm. I wouldn't want to get the fire inflamed,
uh-huh.
but or angry. I would want to, you know, to remain calm and not
yeah.
burst into
okay.
flames or anything.
So
like that.
Pretend I'm the fire. Hi, Linda. You're looking kind of cool today.
Hi, fire. Thank you.
So
you're looking pretty warm yourself.
Yeah, I'm pretty warm. I guess that's it. Mm-hmm. You better be careful.
Yeah, I hope I hope you're having a good day, you know, like hoping everything goes well. If you have any problems, you know, talk to someone. Don't get angry.
Okay, I won't get angry. We got to maintain our boundaries.
Yes.
All right, friends. Sorry, that was kind of a silly question, but it was fun. Linda, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me, Gabe.
We'll see you all next time for the SC Challenge.
Everyone, and welcome back to Studio Classroom. We are in the middle of a story where we are learning about bear and fire. Of course, we've already learned that these two have a very good relationship, a good friendship. However, bear has left the cave. He left fire all by himself, and fire is dying. What is going to happen to fire? Well, friends, let's find out with our next reading.
How Man Became Master of Fire. Man pulled a handful of dry grass from the ground and placed it onto the hot cinders. Man bent down and gently blew on the cinders. He had seen how the blowing wind caused fires to burn brighter. The grass began to burn. Man picked up dead pine cones and sticks and added them. Then he added some dead branches and twigs from trees. Fire grew stronger and stronger.
OK, 接下来我们看 handful 这个名词。我们看到这个字里面有 hand, 手这个名词。所以 a handful of something 是指一把的某种东西。例如 the boy grabbed a handful of coins and rushed out to catch the bus. 这个男孩抓了一把硬币然后冲出门赶巴士去了。handful 也指少数或几个。例如 only a handful of doctors are willing to go into the infected zone to help the sick.只有几位大夫愿意进入感染区帮助病人。最后我们看的是 twig 这个名词。twig 是指树的细枝或嫩枝。例如 the beavers collected twigs to build their homes. 水狸收集了小树枝来盖他们的家。或者是 we collected some dry twigs to start our fire. 我们捡了一些干的嫩枝来生火。twig 在英式英文中也可以当动词，意思是顿悟或者是豁然开朗。所以它的过去式和过去分词都要重复字尾的 G 再加上 ED。例如 After her explanation, I finally twigged why my application had been rejected. 经过她解释之后我终于明白我的申请为什么被拒绝了。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you so much, Michelle. Okay. Well, fire is crying, I need food or I will die. So what does the man do?
The man pulled a handful of dry grass from the ground and placed it onto the hot cinders. Now, just to review, Rebecca, dry grass is a kind of...
tinder.
Yes, very nice.
Yes. 1 point for me. No points for Gabe. Continuing on, man bent down and gently blew on the cinders. He had seen how the blowing wind caused fires to burn brighter. Okay, so we've already learned about the word tinder, but you know something, Gabe? There's actually a related word. And friends, a word that we want you to know, and that is the word kindle.
Oh, my friend Joanna has a Kindle. She uses it to read books.
Gabe, no. We're not talking about the Kindle where you read books.
Oh.
But rather, we're talking about the word, and this means it causes a fire to start burning because you light some wood and you use tinder to cause this fire to grow bigger.
Right. So it's the verb. It's kind of like tinder, but it's a verb. You kindle the flames. You know there's a related phrase, and that is to fuel the fire or to fuel the flames. That is, you are doing something, you're adding something to the fire so that it continues to burn. It doesn't just have to be fuel or gas. You could add leaves to a fire to fuel the flames.
That's right. Well, earlier we saw the word onto, and right now, guys, would like to talk about that word onto. Is it one word or two words?
Let's go to the info cloud.
Today, let's take a look at the preposition onto. Is it one word or two words?
Well, it can be either, and the two versions are often interchangeable. But in general, we can use onto as one word to mean on top of or upon. For example, Peter climbed onto that tree branch.
Right. Used in this way, we should be able to picture Peter being physically on a tree branch. The same thing with this sentence. Peter fell down from the tree onto the ground. Again, if we can imagine Peter lying on the ground in pain, then we wouldn't be wrong using onto as one word.
What about this sentence? Linda's daughter is going on to graduate school. Here, the daughter is not physically climbing onto a school building, but going on or continuing on to graduate school. So on to should be written as two words.
Right. Okay, here's a tip. Use on to as two words when on is part of a verb phrase like go on or pass on. Here's another example. I'm going to log on to the computer. Log on is a verb phrase, so we cannot lump on and to together to form one word.
我们先来看一个看似简单但又容易用错的字 onto. Onto 是一个介系词，表示在某样东西的上面。比如说 the cat jumped onto the chair. 猫跳到椅子上。We walked onto the beach. 我们踏上沙滩。要注意的是 onto 一定是跳上、爬上、走上、放在一个地方上。 而且呢, onto 只能够用于实质的东西, 像一只猫, 我们的两只脚, 一块石头。 若是抽象的东西, 比如说, John wants to pass his beliefs on to his children, 这个父亲想要将他的信仰传承给他的孩子, 那 onto 就要分作两个字, 因为这个信仰是无法被放置 onto 在他孩子的头上。 那在这里呢, on 是个副词, 用在 动词片语 pass on, to 是个介系词 表示往哪一个方向, to his children, 给他的孩子。 这就是今天的Info Cloud, 我们下次云端见。
Thank you so much, guys. Now, moving on to other things. Friends, how good are you at explaining and defining English words for other people? Well, right now it is time for a game. It's called Test Your Teacher. Mm-hmm. And our players are all the way from?
Our Ladies of Providence Girls High School.
Our Ladies of Providence Girls High School. Did you get that, Rebecca?
I got it.
All right. Also known as Fengguang Yuzhong
So, thank you ladies for joining us here today. Mm-hmm. Now, they have in their hands some words from today's lesson. Rebecca and I, do we know these words?
Nope, we have not seen the words yet.
We don't know which words they're holding, right? But they are from today's lesson. Friends, if you have your magazine, you can try to guess what words they are defining as well. So today we're going to start with Rebecca's team. Rebecca, what's your team name?
Our team name is Phoenix Squad.
Ah, Phoenix Squad. Yes. And our team over here is?
Team Ask.
Team Ask. Mm. In case you want to ask why, well, their names are Annie, Sylvia, and Karen. So we have Team Ask, and Team Ask is going to win, right?
I don't know about that, Gabe.
Okay. Well,
but I think we need to get started.
All right, here we go. Your team is going first.
Yep.
So we have the timer ready right here. As soon as I begin, you can begin to define that word.
Okay.
Here we go. One, two, three, go.
It's a plant, and it's have green leaves.
Tree.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Yes. It's a kind of shape. And
circle.
Yes.
Yes.
What? You can slow down.
You should do that with your nose.
Smell.
Yes.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
How do you get a meat?
How do you get meat?
Yeah.
How do you get meat? How do you get meat?
How do you use a gun to get a meat?
Oh, hunt.
Yeah.
Hunt. Okay.
When you go out and you see, look at the sun straight, like, and it's really
bright?
Yes.
Oh, Tai Kwai Lai. Okay, my idea, you guys.
And one thing is on fire, and you call that
burn?
Yes.
Oh, okay, great. Good job.
What kind of people want
okay,
to
stop.
Be sick?
Okay, all right, time is up, time is up. Very nice.
Excellent job, ladies.
You ladies got 6 points with Rebecca.
Yes.
Very good. Okay, now it is time for Team Ask. Let's get some points here. Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay.
Set, begin.
Girl and...
Boy. Genius. What?
Another word.
Oh, woman?
Girl, woman and...
Man.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Good. All right.
Nice.
An action you can do with ears and your...
Listening, hearing.
Yeah.
Hear. Good.
Okay. The opposite of cold.
Hot.
Yeah.
Oh,
brilliant.
Oh dear.
When you get old enough and you will...
die.
Oh, my goodness.
Our school is away.
Very far?
Long distance?
Only one long distance. Far.
Yeah.
Far away. Oh, okay. Sweet.
Slow down just
creature
a little bit.
That a main character in Winnie the Pooh, which likes honey.
Pooh, a bear.
Yeah.
A bear, yes.
And our bear, teach kung fu.
Okay,
time.
Okay.
Time.
All right, time is up.
Guess what, Gabe?
What?
We had a tie.
I know. It's a tie. Very nice job, ladies.
Good job.
All did a great job. But friends, we are out of time. It's time for us to say goodbye. We'll see everybody next time right here at
Studio Classroom.